Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm Omar Martin. And we're back with another episode for your stinking asses.
Watch that ass, three. Girl.
Make that sea wet. Make it clean. That's all I care about.
Wipe that ass, girl. Anyway.
Make that pussy clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the magician, the mad scientist, the HQ host.
Yeah.
One of the funniest niggas in New York. New York Comedy's own Matt Richards with us, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, right.
I've always wanted to do that.
What up, Matt? How you doing in this whole goddamn quarantine, man?
I'm losing my mind.
How you losing your mind? You got all these animals. Look at you like the real life Tiger King.
That is also facts. But yeah, man, I quit smoking, so I fell asleep last night with the patch on, and I had some trippy dreams, man.
You quit smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, man.
I don't get it. You still got weed, so what would be, isn't it the same shit?
No, weed? The fuck kind of question is that, Monroe?
I'm saying, like, wouldn't weed be better than a cigarette?
Weed has its own uses. It's different.
All right. Yeah. It's medicinal.
Cigarettes.
I'm just saying.
A time kill.
Yeah.
It's American
greatest pastime. People go out. This is the only break you can really take, and nobody can stop you.
Facts. I mean, people can totally stop you, but cigarette smokers don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always looked at it like that. When people smoke weed and cigarettes, I'm like, you can just do one, and weed is better than the cigarette. It won't kill you. And when you're around other people aren't going to get mad that you smell like weed. They'll get pissed that you smell like a cigarette.
Tell that to my Uber rating, nigga. That shit is plummeted because of my weed smell.
Oh, yeah. I've had Uber people hate on me. Dude, you cannot smoke in the car. What makes you think I'm smoking in the car? Well, it smells like smoke.
I can hear and smell you loud. I smell you loud.
They be looking at me like I'm really lighting up in the back seat. Like, nah, I just smell like paraphernalia. So it is what it is. Yeah. But yeah, that will mess up an Uber rating. I will contest to that.
Bro, my shit was 4.91. Now my shit 4.74. Yeah, sometimes I call an Uber during the pandemic just to see that it's still like to snitch on niggas that's not adhering to the stay at home.
Is an Uber trying to make some money? You just screenshot it.
Yeah, I'm like, look, fucking Hofstra is out here in these streets. He's not essential.
So Ubers aren't essential workers?
No.
How are people getting around? Oh, okay.
I mean, train, by foot, by bike. Well, not all work is canceled. The restaurants around here are closed, but people still delivering. It's like San Fran out here. It's nothing but scooters and bikes.
You trust deliveries during a pandemic, you reckless motherfucker?
Yes, as long as you spray the bag. First
you can't
of all,
spray lasagna, nigga.
If the coronavirus itself dies in heat at a certain temperature, it cannot survive. So it's not going to get infected
time
your food.
Came to you hot. I'll wait.
My food been hot. My food always coming hot.
I ain't never had an Uber order get to me hot, nigga. That should be perfect temperature for harboring a virus.
Nah, see, I.
Incubates.
It's ordered some a slice with pepperoni. It got the pepperona on it.
The pepperola. The pepperona.
The pepperona.
The pepperona.
Yo, I'm glad to see I'm not the only one who uses my NutriBullet cup as a regular drinking glass.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. And I've NutriBullet cup.
What is that one?
And use their NutriBullet.
NutriBullet cup. Water. It holds liquid.
Is that wine or juice?
This is a tequila cranberry.
Already, Matt? You just
Matt
woke up.
Is a savage. You don't understand, Matt Richards.
It's happy hour, nigga.
You just woke up, nigga.
Yes, breakfast of champions. I was going to make a grilled cheese, but I had to put on a trench coat for y'all.
You can still make your grilled cheese. Fuck it.
I don't want to get butter splattered on this trench coat.
No, what type of trench coat is that?
It's fucking
nice.
Trench.
It's nice. It looks nice. Oh, trench. Trench by Trans.
No, it's by Zara.
I like Zara. I can't fit shit in Zara.
Yeah, me neither. I can barely fit shit in Zara.
I have to special order it to the Zara store.
Yo, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about this tiger in the Bronx Zoo getting the corona?
Yeah.
Because we're talking to you
for us, yo, that's crazy.
But do you think it was more of a wake up? Do you think like it was a wake up call thing? They're like, look, animals can get it too, or do you think it was like, yo, we stunting on everybody right now? We testing animals first, then we're gonna test y'all pesky ass humans. What do you think it was?
Yeah, man,
I think
that tiger was majestic.
I think the tiger's still alive, Derek. Don't talk about the tiger like the tiger died, okay?
Oh, yeah. No,
I don't need that on my conscience in these trying times.
The only thing that kills tigers is people and tigers.
And
yeah.
And okay. Fire, according to the Jungle Book.
Yeah. I was a tiger, I'd still ate that fucking little boy. I'm like, yo, eventually.
Shere Khan was scared as fucking fire, man.
He was a bitch, yo. Like, all he had to do was just scoop some sand up in the little kid's face. Right? The whole goddamn, he like throws the flame the opposite way and then he jumps on him and eats him.
I think you're
severely
overestimating the strategy of a tiger.
Yo. Yo, you telling me a kid in the woods, in the jungle, raised by animals.
I was about to correct you. It was the jungle.
So a kid, let's think about how smart Mowgli wasn't. He was raised in the jungle by other animals who could not read, who could not speak, who did
and
not
could have... not beat that tiger.
Exactly. However, his human brain allowed him to learn from each of the animals he was raised by.
Yo, I know niggas who are dumb. I know niggas who are raised in the hood who are dumb as a doorknob who'd still say shrimp, they still say salmon, and they still say spaghetti. They pronounce
spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
See, what you described is someone that is a product of their environment. Mowgli was his environment.
No, Mowgli was a product of his environment, man.
No, brother. No, young brother. See, that's where you're wrong, young brother. Mowgli was the jungle.
No, he wasn't.
He was the jungle. You know what Mowgli means in Hindi?
What?
What? Jungle.
Diaper nigga. It means little diaper nigga raised by wolves.
Yo.
So you're saying, so what I gather from all this is that Mowgli still wasn't smart enough. He shouldn't have been this smart to beat that tiger in the end.
Mowgli shouldn't have been smart enough to do anything because he is raised by animals who don't know shit.
But he was raised by mad animals. And he left human civilization young enough and old enough that he retained some memories.
Yo.
So, brother Matt.
You ever meet a nigga that was left back? You ever met somebody in special ed? There's a delay.
The smartest nigga in the third grade. I tell you that much.
Wait. So you're saying, Matt, I just want to get the story clear. So Monroe is saying that Mowgli should have been smart enough to do anything. You're saying that Mowgli took a lesson from each animal thoroughly, that he stacked up enough lessons to be smart enough to beat the tiger in the jungle. That's what you're basically
saying. He was cunning like a wolf.
Okay.
Limber as a monkey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Slippery as a snake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what was the bear?
All of that. And he was raised by the bear necessities to get him through.
What were the bear necessities?
The simple bear necessities.
Yes.
Forget about your women and your strife.
It's like you had to shuffle through the woods because they was dancing in the woods when they were singing that song. You know.
No. All I'm saying is Mowgli didn't get no schooling. Mowgli didn't get no formal education because when he went back to civilization, he went to a dwindling civilization.
Civilization.
He went back to, civilization. He went back to a dwindling civilization. They didn't have much. They definitely didn't have an education. All they had was fire.
That's it. No, they did have, they had a marketplace and everything.
You talking about the remake. You ain't talking about the actual goddamn.
I thought we were talking about the remake. Just because we saw them remaking the movies where the seats moved. I know that. The nigga that made moving seats is smart than a motherfucker, Jungle or not. That thing was great.
I was right there on them vines with the nigga.
Remember when, did you go see it with us? No, you didn't go see it with us.
I think I did.
Did he go see it with us, Derek? I don't know. It was a lot of us. We was high out of our minds on edibles.
I know. That's why I felt like I was on the vines with the nigga.
And when he was talking to Ka, the snake, it is just like we were all this in our seat staring like, yo.
Was it just me or did that snake have a very gay lisp?
It was a girl.
Aren't lisps gay? Usually lisps really are.
What do you think the term gay as a snake comes from? You never heard this about gay than the snake. That's because of the lisp. How do you never hear the term?
I know so many gay people without a lisp. What is it about gay and a lisp?
I don't know. I think it's just one of those things that people want gay people to have.
They got that stereotype. They got a stereotype. Good for them.
Yeah.
You get a stereotype, you're a part of America.
Yeah. That's true acceptance. When people can take a behavior and throw it on your people, you're accepted now.
Because nobody thought Mike Tyson was gay. He had a lisp.
I mean,
even though he said
a lot of gay shit.
He said the gayest shit. The gayest shit.
I'm gonna eat your kids. I'm like,
well,
from
that's
the
not
tap.
Gay, Monroe.
Look, if you say I'm gonna eat your kids, you like from the tap, or are you going to like wait till they're born?
Yeah, yeah. I eat your children does sound like a throat cream pie.
If a girl said, "Yo, I'm gonna eat your children," you would be like, "Ooh, she channeling her inner Mike Tyson." You'd be like, "No, she a freak."
Touche. I thought about it in the literal way of like consuming someone's.
Mike is no cannibal, so therefore, eat your kids is very gay.
Yeah. Fuck you till you love me.
All right,
that boy is special, man. Well, okay, so as far as the tiger.
You feel for this tiger.
You feel for this tiger.
I do, but have you ever met a zoo employee?
Yeah, I was a zoo employee.
Okay.
At Philadelphia Zoo.
Most of them be high as fuck. So I think what happened was one of them niggas got corona, and then the rest of them high niggas was like, yo, he spent a lot of time with that tiger. We should test the tiger. And that's how it happened.
You don't think they did it on purpose and they just wanted to see if animals can get it? So somebody went and spit on the tiger?
Well, I'm sure the tiger was acting like lethargic or something, and it rose some flags and set off an alarm or whatever. I used to want to work at the zoo, man. I think that's what I'm going to do when comedy come back. Comedy is going to take a while to come back, so I'm going to go to the zoo.
You think it's going to take a while to come back? Why do you think that?
People ain't gathering anymore.
I mean, people are hard-headed. Like, motherfuckers gather all the time. Like, every time
That's why China's having a second wave. All these countries that are, like, easing up on their social distancing rules are experiencing more infections because this shit ain't cured yet, so people gonna get it more.
I think you just gotta let people die and just let this thing be what it is.
Well, there you go.
And then we can still
go
to the movies.
Is that your presidential campaign, Nick?
Yeah. I think motherfuckers need to die to learn a lesson.
That's dark.
Best way to learn is to die.
Yes. You're gonna learn on your second life. You're gonna be like, God damn it, I should have stayed home.
What if somebody died with corona and came back as the tiger who now has corona? Like, that's pretty bad. Right?
I mean, but you would have to be, I don't know.
Being dead for a long time. What's the rules with reincarnation?
You have to be reincarnated as the baby version of it. Like, you just can't come back as an adult version of it.
What if you come back as an adult version that died for a little bit?
Like, you switch spirits?
Like, okay, you know how, like, sometimes somebody has a near-death experience?
And
I saw light. What if when they see the light, there's a fucking, ooh, niggas, let's write a movie.
Yo, I like that, but you know what? I like that idea. Definitely, we shouldn't say that much, but that does make sense. Like, you were on your way out, and then there was a body looking for, there was a spirit looking for a body, and while you were going to the light, the spirit jumped in your body.
I think this is a Chris Rock movie.
It's Down to Earth.
Down to Earth.
Down to Earth is, no, but Down to Earth is a remake. Chris Rock's version was the second version. But Down to Earth was about a dude who died, and then Chris Rock got reincarnated as the old guy.
Yeah, so because that's somebody reincarnated not as the baby.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how you cheat it. If somebody's dead for like 5 minutes, and then they wake back up, and you happen to hop.
Look, you can you can just still do the movie. If Chris Rock did it, if he did the second version of the movie, you can do it and just flip it. And it's about the ending. What is the ending?
Different? What movie would you like? Would you remake? If you had the money for it. When you have the money for it, what's the first movie you're gonna remake?
I would like to see another Beetlejuice.
Bro, Black Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah, I would love to see
Black Beetlejuice. You need Jordan Peele on that, or the main Candyman or something on that.
Yeah. Jordan Peele would make it all dark and crazy.
But Beetlejuice was dark.
It was.
Beetlejuice was dark as shit. Lydia was fucking crazy. She seen ghosts, nigga. She talked to ghosts. She was suicidal.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yo, I gotta rewatch that shit. That shit went over my head as a child.
Wait, what the hell just happened?
Not that Beetlejuice, Brian.
I mean, I will remake that Beetlejuice too, though.
I thought my phone was dying. I was like, oh shit, I charged it up.
That's so funny.
What would be your movie?
Not for nothing. Brewster's Millions.
Okay. Brewster's Millions? Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good one. It's a Richard Pryor flick.
Yeah. Where he inherited like, what was it, $300 million, but he had to spend $30 million in 30 days without telling anybody.
Yeah, he just had to spend it. And if he could spend it by the end, he'd get the other money, but he didn't. And then, somehow his chick worked out a check and a joke that made him get the money. It was wild, but yeah, I remember that movie. It was great.
That shit
was fine. He ran for office. He bought the whole baseball team. He flew the baseball team out to his backyard to play. Like, he was buying suits and caviar and all. And
wait, he had to spend $30 million?
In 30 days. But again, this isn't like the 80s. So,
because I'm like, how you buy a baseball team with only $30 million?
It was a minor league team.
Oh, okay. All right.
They were selling them niggas for $25 a head.
He had to spend $30 million in 30 days in order to get the other, $270 million, right?
Yeah. That makes sense. I would like to see that. I would like to see the remake.
Today it would have to be billions because you could drop $30 million on a house.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. But no,
that's one transaction.
Yeah. What are you remaking, Derek?
Oh. Without a goddamn doubt, Meteor Man, and I'm Meteor Man.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Star-studded cast, everybody from everything in every movie, every funny person, every dramatic black act. I'm making everybody be funny in Meteor Man. And the special effects will be nuts. It'll be like real.
The first Meteor Man special effects was janky than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like movie, though. Yeah. Meteor Man.
I was laying on a green screen hotel
easy.
Cart.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was flying.
He was flying mad low, chest level, like chest height.
They had him wired up when he did the backflips off the fire escape when the crackheads were still on the TV. Yeah, all that. All jokes, more comedy, and big action scene. Big, huge
remember
action
scene. Remember when Bill Cosby was scooping into that coffee can?
Talk dog. He was talking dog. He would make dogs charge for people.
Really?
He went Cosby full had retard.
He had a little meteor and a coffee can.
Oh, yeah. He'll be like...
He went full retard, man.
Full. Never been full.
Pouring drinks without his hands. If that ain't some old... He was pouring coffees, you know, just like... But he wasn't using his hands. He was using the power of the meteor. That's the
that's how he got them bitches. That's how he raped them girls.
Power of the meteor. He's like... Yeah, go ahead. Take that. Put that pill in there. He put it in from far. He dropped the pill without even touching it. That's so funny. But yeah, Meteor Man. Absolutely.
Dope.
Did you see a book? Did you see these two pandas? I'm talking animal shit with you.
I love it. I love it. My dogs is in the background.
Oh, they're shit. Oh, damn. What's the age difference between your dogs?
A year.
That's dope. Just a motherfucker in New York with two white huskies.
I got it for self-defense.
Really?
The cops ain't never shot a nigga walking two white huskies.
Yeah, because yeah, the blood would be on the dogs, and then all that evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that. I thought that.
That was my cure to police brutality. Is for every nigga in America to get a Yorkie or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would. Would I get a Yorkie? Probably.
I mean, Yorkies are cute. I got two cats now too. Them niggas is crazy.
You got two cats? What's the second cat? Because I remember you got the cat from the bodega. You got the bodega cat. So
the story with the cat from the bodega, smoking weed in front of a bar in Brooklyn, and the cat walked up to me, and I was like, oh, shit, who cat is this? And this Jamaican nigga was like, go downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And the cat ran downstairs. And I was like, yo, that's your cat? And he was like, why? You want the cat? And I said, how much for the cat? He was like, $30. So I paid the nigga and gave me the cat in a box, and I brought her home, and she was so sweet and loving. And my girlfriend's mom met her, and she was like, well, first of all, I didn't tell my girlfriend I brought a cat home. She was pissed.
That's hilarious.
And then I was like, here's $1,000. You didn't see anything.
You gave her $1,000 for real?
To keep the cat, yeah.
Why?
To keep the cat.
She's going to kick the cat out if you don't give her a stack.
No. There was no ransom or, you know, there wasn't a demand. It was a Band-Aid.
Oh.
And not that you can use money like that, but you can't be really mad at a cute-ass kitten with $1,000.
Oh, okay. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I get it.
It's like Christmas in the summertime.
At least you could buy Zyrtec if you are allergic. Money to Zyrtec.
She is allergic. Like, she only gets allergies, like, if one of the cats scratches her or something.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's not an allergy. That's just being attacked by the cat.
That's an infection.
Yeah, oh my God. Allergy is like a sneeze and some itching. That cat fucking scratching the shit out of her.
What did Joe Exotic say? He said, I'm never going to recover financially from this.
Yeah.
After the lesbian chick lost her arm,
yeah. How'd you feel about that that documentary? It's a spoiler. Everybody's seen it. If you didn't see it, then catch up. How you feel about
it? What else are you doing with your quarantine time?
Trying to better yourself, huh? Like a
gay bitch.
What did you how'd you feel about the documentary? Did Carol Baskins kill her husband?
Carol Baskins absolutely murdered that man.
Absolutely. I'm not letting that go. Yeah, she murdered that nigga. Don just up and disappeared, and they can't find him still. Cat shit. That's what he is.
Not only that, what millionaire is running away from his wife, don't take no money?
Yeah, you take something.
You take
something. Left all the money. Yeah. Unless he has some money that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
Nah, I think she killed him.
He probably did it. He probably did. White men hide money. White well too. Like, think about pirates.
How to hide money like a white man.
Yeah.
Oh,
Do you guys own precious metals?
No, but I've been, like, my wife just got on me about it. She was like, we need to buy gold and stuff like that. And I'm like, I buy no gold.
Bro, I'm not going to show y'all because I'm not going to flex like that.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want people knowing where I live other than at the Empire State Building. But you gotta have, because if, you know, the dollar fails or whatever, gold's still going to be gold. Silver's still going to be silver.
Yeah.
And right now is a dope-ass time to buy. Like, even if it's just silver, it's a dope time to buy silver. The price of silver is going up every day.
Yeah.
Yep. I bought a bunch of gold when it was like $1,300 an ounce. And now it's like almost $1,700 an ounce. It's like $1,650, $1,680.
Well, I'm going to have to wait till that price drop, though.
Well, it fluctuates. I mean, back at the beginning of the quarantine, it dipped again because people were panicking. But now all the gold bullion places don't have no more gold.
So everybody bought the gold.
I think they're just saying it's not available because they're scared.
Yeah.
But they got some. They got a stash.
The price ain't changed too much, but apparently there's no gold no more for
it's weird. So hold on. What sites and stuff do you follow to like kind of keep up with the gold index and stuff like that? Is it called the gold index or the precious metal index?
I mean, there's different names for it. Generally, Ampex is good. Because they have like a live gold spot price.
Yeah.
You guys fucking with Robinhood?
Yeah, I got a Robinhood account. I got a Betterment account, but I had to take some shit up.
You and I were talking about Betterment. Derek, you got to get Robinhood, bro.
Yeah, you got to get something. Wait, Robinhood allows you to buy gold and other metals?
I mean, you can trade in gold, but Robinhood also allows you to do options trading, which I'm learning about now. That shit is crazy because niggas is making money whether the market is good or bad.
Okay.
The nigga at my bodega, he got he was like, we talk all the time because you know the nigga making the sandwiches be slow as fuck.
Yeah.
So we have conversations while the sandwiches are being prepared.
But how? Like, I'm sorry to get sidetracked, but I understand why they make the food slow, because they don't want you in and out quick. They get bored, so they want some sort of company. If I make your food slow,
I don't even be ordering sandwiches. I just be going in for the free cup of coffee and I chat with the nigga.
Yeah, but also people who like think about how much more shit you buy when your food isn't ready. When you're like, "Yo, my sandwich ready? All right, well, fuck it. Let me get
Let me get two Mrs. Field cookies."
Exactly. Yeah. You start to walk around and stacking up. So $5 turns into $7.
And $7 turns into $23.50.
Yeah.
You got to understand, Matt and us been doing this. I remember when Matt used to get a turkey burger with more turkey bacon on it. It used to be the funniest shit ever. He used to get a burger with double turkey. Bacon. He was like, no, let me get a double cheeseburger with a bacon and egg on it.
It's a breakfast burger, man. We'd be out late.
No. Burgers with eggs on them are delicious.
Yeah.
Like
a brunch. I got a new burger cooking method, the smash burger. That shit go hard.
What's the smash burger? I thought that was a restaurant.
It is a restaurant that makes burgers by smashing them.
Okay.
So what you do, you buy the ground beef. Yeah. I like a chuck with a, you know, on the leaner side. And then I mix that meat with a pork or short rib or brisket. And then, instead of forming a patty, you just get like a chunk of the meat and you take a hot cast iron skillet or a griddle and you take the spatula and you just smash that motherfucker after you oil the pan and you sprinkle some kosher salt.
Yeah.
I have a lovely 7-pepper blend and I apply that to it.
Did you make that 7-pepper blend or you bought it?
No, I got it at Dickinson's. Shout out to Dickinson's Butcher.
Okay.
I think they open still during this crisis, because I used to go to them a lot for like scrap meat for the dogs.
Yeah. Wait, what? You just giving your dogs raw meat?
Yeah. They've been on a raw diet since they were puppies.
We give our cat raw meat.
It's healthier than fucking, you don't know what the fuck is in kibble. That shit is weird.
Dogs, animals die every day off of this shit. Like, there's always some sort of callback. Ain't no callback.
They'd be like, we accidentally put a bunch of arsenic in the cat food. So, sorry about your dead cat. Sorry. Our bad. Yeah, fuck that. I get the meat, freeze the meat. But because of the pandemic, me and my lady been picking up this dope-ass dog food brand, Origin. It's like limited ingredient, locally sourced, like meats. And they have a weird process of, it's not freeze-dried, but it's like, it's dope.
What got you in the animals? The poops. I don't want to talk about poops too much because I know Derek can be like, but yo.
Derek needs a dog, yo.
He does have a dog.
His mom has a dog.
But I walk him and I love him and I, feed him and all that.
Nah, you need your own dog, Derek.
You need an animal, Derek. You do need an animal.
I told Charles the same shit. You see Charles now?
Yeah.
You're more calm when you have an animal.
We're not saying you're not calm.
Not saying you. I'm just speaking in general.
Facts.
Like imagine just smoking weed with your dog, Derek.
Listen to me. It is the most fun shit ever.
Imagine just walking down the street high out of your mind. Your dog sniffing pee and shit, and you just interpreting it. You just sitting there thinking. You'll have a whole show, a man and his dog.
Derek, I need you to get a dog.
Get a damn dog, Derek.
I get a dog when I can go back to my apartment. Can I get back to my apartment first? Let me just get back to Brooklyn. That's what I'm looking for.
Get a dog now, Derek.
Go get a dog. As soon as we hang up, nigga, go get a dog.
They'll mail them to you now because of the whole quarantine.
Oh, why? Yeah, that's with the holes in the box.
Gotta put the hole in the box.
Gotta put the beef in the box. Gotta put the beef in the box.
I don't even understand what that song is. I just know it's a hit.
He says box a bunch of times.
Had to put the stick in the box. I'm assuming he's talking about placing a gun into a glove compartment.
Mm-hmm.
His penis into a woman's vagina, which I don't agree with the terminology.
Mm-hmm.
Stick in the box. But now the stick.
Yeah.
I've heard
the stick is a gun.
The stick is a gun.
I learned that from Tekashi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blicky got the stiffy.
The blicker.
The blicker. I used to think blicker was when you were burning because I remember growing up about that nigga got the blicker. He burning.
Oh, I remember you saying that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But yeah, now maybe that's some Philly, South Jersey shit. I ain't never heard nobody say that. Also, John, I still don't accept it.
John, you gotta say it right.
Just accept it.
It's the John.
John,
J-A-W-N. Can you stop saying it like an asshole? Like, that'd be great if you could stop saying it like that.
I'm sorry. I'm phonetic.
John.
Hey, we went to the mall and we saw some lovely Johns. They were exquisite.
That is a grammatically correct sentence. You used it correctly.
Hey, remember that John I let you borrow? Which John?
Yeah, because it's a person, place, a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be like, yo, you know the John I gave you the other day? Yeah. Fuck, I got to find that John.
I got to find that John. Yeah.
So it's a verb and a bunch of other things?
It's everything.
It's a noun that can play as a verb sometimes.
It's an all-purpose
verb. It's not a verb. You don't two-john.
We john in. Yeah, so no, it's a noun.
Okay.
You can't even say, let's john down the street. Nah. Yeah.
It's making my way, John Town.
it'll be johning my way downtown.
Johning my way downtown. Johnning fast, passing Johns, and I'm John bound. Because it's Philly.
And John.
I miss y'all niggas, man.
I will John 1,000 miles if I just John you
tonight.
Y'all that was solid. Yeah, man, I ain't back to New York City, man. Oh my God, I miss y'all niggas.
Yo, I miss the city because I'm still in New York, but I'm like, I miss the city. Like, I be walking. We got my wife's dog, so I've been walking it, and I just see that train go by, and I'm just like, I just want to get on that train into the fucking city, yo.
Nah, don't do it, man. That train is full of Rona.
Full of Rona. Just Rona City. Don't worry, Matt. You can smoke. You can show it. Yeah. Our podcast is behind a paywall, so you'll be fine.
Oh, you'll be fine. It's lit.
Yeah.
This doesn't have nicotine in it, though.
Yeah, it's fine. It looks like you're smoking a fucking one of them. What is that? A box cutter.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, right? Like one of them Home Depot pencils.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny.
What got you in the animals, man?
Oh. Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting us back on track.
Yeah, because you in L.A., you had all the birds and the lizards and all that, snakes.
So, I mean, I grew up in a house with pets. We had two dogs. And my grandmother was like a huge animal lover. She found a turtle and brought the turtle home. And I had this turtle for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the turtle was 17 years old when I gave him up for adoption.
Wait, you can give a turtle up for adoption? I thought you just put it in a pond and let it rot.
It's a common misconception. Because if it's not a native species, then it fucks with the ecosystem.
How?
You're introducing a predator to a body of water or an environment that doesn't naturally have that predator that throws the ecosystem out of whack.
So how would that turtle be a predator?
Turtles are predators. They eat certain species of fish and frog and, you know, chomping down on shit that normally doesn't have a predator fucks up the game.
Oh, why? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my grandmother got me really into just, you know, nurturing creatures like baby squirrels, and she had cats. They was outside cats sometimes, and sometimes she had some inside cats, and just a bunch of love with the animals. And my Uncle Jeff was a herpetologist. Rest in peace, Uncle Jeff.
Okay. You study turtles?
No, just reptiles in general.
Oh, okay, bro.
Yeah, he was also the dean at my junior high school. So we bonded off our love of reptiles. I remember I used to sell candy and soda in school to buy a bearded dragon.
Oh, art.
Yeah.
And you got it?
I bought the bearded dragon, had this elaborate setup. I've had all kinds of snakes, lizards, everything. So when I got to LA, I was so lonely.
Yeah.
Just being by myself out there and the confusion of moving from New York, where I'm familiar with everything, to LA.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, fuck. I found myself getting lazy as fuck. I was smoking weed all the time.
Yeah.
And not being productive. So having all those pets gave me something to take care of. And I was like, oh, shit, I got to get out and get the bread. Otherwise, my nigga's going to starve.
Yeah.
Word.
So what happened to your animals when you moved back? Because out there, you did have a lot of animals. You had like
I rehomed them. Okay. And
What about the animals?
No, reptiles are super easy to find homes for. It's like there's a bunch of people that are in the reptile keeping hobby. It's like, hey, you want a snake? Yeah, fuck yeah. So I check in on them all the time.
Oh, wow.
Okay, what about your birds?
The birds were, I gifted them to my roommate at the time because I got the birds. I think she was mad because I didn't do the dishes or some shit.
Yeah.
And we went to the pet store for some snake food. And she saw the birds. I was like, you want some birds? So I got the birds.
And, oh, so they weren't even your birds. They were her birds to begin with.
Kind of.
Who took care of them? Say, who did the main maintenance for the birds?
I mean, I did.
So them birds are probably dead now.
No. They're still good. I went away for like 2 weeks, and she was taking care of them. And when I came back, they were super bonded to her.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, they're your birds now.
And you check on the birds. Like, the birds still good. They still thrive.
One of the birds did die. That is very sad. This is getting dark. I apologize.
And it was her fault?
Well, she went away and had a friend taking care of the birds. But you can't. Birds ain't like, it's not like a fish tank where you can just leave them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
One of the birds had anxiety and her wing got stuck in the bars of the cage. And
nobody was there to take it out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dang. Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
Yeah. What was that? What type of birds were they?
Green cheek conures.
I don't know what the fuck that looks like. Brian, can you tell me what a
green cheeked conure? The coconut variety?
Yeah, wow. Give me 1 second.
A green cheeked conure. Oh, why?
How come they don't name humans like that?
They do.
Nah, they just got Irish, black, Irish. Those are the only ones I know.
Now, how much time we got left? Because my battery's about to die.
Way to tell us you're not having fun, Derek.
No, I'm having
fun. Oh, that's a beautiful bird.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, did she let that die?
Huh?
Did she let that die?
Well, she didn't let it. It wasn't on purpose. It was a series of unfortunate events.
All right. So what do you have now? What type of animals do you have now? You have 2 cats, 2 dogs.
And a bunch of fish.
Oh, you got like a good, like what size fish tank you have? Because you gifted a fish tank to New York Comedy Club. But what happened to that fish tank?
Well, so the thing is, I set up, if I'm ever going to be somewhere for a long period of time, I have to set up a fish tank.
Yeah.
I find they bring peace to the environment. Like if it's a well-maintained fish tank, and there's a lot of people that are seeing it all the time, it sort of brings a tranquility to the space.
Yeah.
So, I was spending mad time at New York Comedy Club, that's my home club. And I was like, you know what would go great above the bar and in the window? Fish tanks.
And you got them, but what happened? Up,
and I was there every day taking care of them. I rehomed them. I found somebody to take each of the fish, because they weren't like janky fish. So I found somebody to take the fish when I moved to LA.
Oh, okay. So you don't think you're going to do it again? You don't think you're going to bring the fish back to New York Comedy Club?
Truthfully, I don't have enough time to allocate to the... I wasn't as busy as I am now.
Yeah.
None of us are as busy as we once were.
I mean...
Yeah.
Man. Wait, did you just go get a new pair of glasses? Is that what the fuck happened?
No, I got a charger.
Oh,
I thought the nigga went and got new shades.
Yeah, I'm like,
that'd be kind of funny.
That's a very Derek thing to do.
It would be, though.
You know what? I'll be right back.
I'm going to be right back.
Change my shades real quick.
Shade break. Stop it.
Shade break.
Stop barking at each other.
Yeah, man. What else? Do I have any other questions? The panda's boning for the first time in 10 years is pretty funny, bro.
Probably because the zoo, this happened recently?
Yeah, so the pandas just needed privacy, and they was getting it in.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're generally very secluded animals. They live, like, solitary lives out in the fucking bamboo forests. And then when they bump into another panda, they're like, hey, are you a girl? I can't tell, because you look like me.
And then the female panda just shows her cooch and be like, oh, yeah.
No, they go on dates.
They go on dates?
In the wild.
What type of dates?
They roll around and eat bamboo.
They do kung fu with each other. Nigga shows her his Jack Black impression.
It took 10 years for these pandas to bust that nut.
So probably because they was related and they didn't want to do it.
Yeah, and there's like too many people watching, yo.
She's like, I can't get it up. She's like, why?
A middle-aged couple of giant pandas in Hong Kong. Well, they were middle-aged couple. Well,
good for them. They probably didn't want to do it. Middle age is when you start reaching the age where you less erections, less wetness.
Women
don't stop getting wet.
Women do stop getting wet.
But that's really? Not their fault. Yeah. That's not their fault. That's usually on the dude.
No, it's nature. Sometimes your vagina doesn't produce as much secretion. I said secretion, moisture. As
women be hornier when they older, though.
Yeah, but that also has a drop-off point. It ain't like, what's middle age, like 50?
No.
Well, now it's like, 55.
Yeah, that's not, your peak is like at like 35, 40. Like 35, 40, 45 women. Not 50. It ain't like when they get 50, they're like, I'm ready for it. It's like, no, they start to fucking, especially if they're not taking care of themselves.
I guess.
I be asking, look.
I guess I've just met some very moist old ladies.
You're like, damn, girl, you fucking still got it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Face say 65, but the coochie say 22.
22. It's like cran grape down there. It's nice. It's like ocean spray. It's so ocean spray.
Yo, I also sent y'all a video about droplet precautions just to show y'all that these little homemade masks ain't doing shit, nigga. My wife sent me this thing. So, you know, the droplet precaution, she like schooled me to it because she kept saying droplet precautions. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So she finally showed me the video. And so basically when you talk, you got big droplets, which you can see. That's the shit that lands on your face. And then you got little micro droplets that just linger in the air that you can't see, that just stay there. So when you sneeze, that shit is like millions of them at once just hanging out in that area. And they don't leave, they don't like go with you. They stay in that area. So many people people can just walk through that. So
it's like, that's crazy. It's like if you ever smoked weed, and now I know that weed smoke is denser, so it lingers until it dissipates. But you see how far out it blows from your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your breath is going that far.
Absolutely.
I had to break it down to hood niggas. They were standing congregating in front of the building. I'm like, y'all niggas is not adhering to the social distancing.
They're like, we backing up, we 6 feet. It's like, no.
And then one nigga said the weed would kill it. And I was like, that, y'all all gonna die. You're all gonna die.
Yeah, the weed would kill it. Y'all are seriously mistaken. Everybody here is gonna die. And it's so funny. That's so terribly funny.
I hit the blunt, but I'm still cool.
He's like, none of y'all got it, right? Like, after you took it out, he's like, y'all good?
You got it.
You got it? You got me. You know if you got it, you got to say you got it.
Or it was over 14 days ago, so unless they were asymptomatic.
Yeah. But asymptomatic people are the ones who can spread it the most.
Absolutely.
Well, they spread it the longest because it's going undetected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm worried about is, so these motherfuckers that beat it, like, you get it and you beat it, can you still transmit it? We don't even know yet.
Yep. I don't even know.
All of them are quarantined.
Mm. Well, that's the whole thing. If you beat it, they want to make sure that it's out of your system. And if it's out of your system, then you can't give it anymore, right?
But we don't know that, is what I'm saying. We don't, like, if you have it and you beat it, are you still infectious?
Mm. Yeah. You're for like 30 more days or whatever. Yeah, it's going to be a long time until everything reboots.
That's why I think anytime I hear a projection on CNN or from an elected official, I say, okay, well, I'm going to add a month and a half to that.
Wait, so even though they are saying that they're going to try to open businesses April 29th, you're still going to say, nah.
The best meme I've seen all quarantine was the government knows that y'all would bug the fuck out if it said you got to be quarantined for 4 months. So these niggas giving you 30 days at a time.
Yeah.
So they're doing it like punishment where you keep asking your mom, hey, am I off punishment yet? She's like, nope, two more
weeks. Called extending the sentence. Yeah. That's crazy, bro.
And we on our best behavior. Well, at least in this house.
Oh, no, yeah. In our houses, yeah, of course. But y'all niggas got the citizen app?
No.
What is this about?
That's when they're... Sorry, I got
shit tells you about all the crime happening in your area.
Oh, yeah, the citizen app. Yeah, I heard
that. That's just scary, bro. I'm in a, you know, I'm in Manhattan, but shit, I get notifications every day about, like, home invasions and broad daylight burglaries. My girl woke up the other day. She was like, we need weapons.
Yeah.
I told y'all niggas. I told y'all.
I go online and I'm like, because when I was in LA, I had a shotgun for the apartment. But
can't get it. You can't get it. Well, you can have a gun in your home in New York. It's just you got to do all the paperwork and it's $300 for the thing.
New York City, you have to, it's a 6 month process. But you can have a concealed carry permit in New York, but it takes about 6 fucking months.
It's easier to get it in. So I was reading, because me and my wife are following up on it too. We're trying to do it. It's easy to get a hunting weapon, like a rifle or a shotgun, something that you can't bring out in the public. It's easier to get that than it is to get like a 9mm or something like that. But it has to stay in the house. And it has to be in a lockbox. And the moment that it's not, if they come in your house and it's not in a safe space, you can still get arrested.
Well, in your house, it doesn't have to be in a lockbox.
It doesn't? Oh, I thought it had to in your house.
I mean, for safe store, I mean, that defeats the, like.
Yeah, because you got still, it, bro. Yeah.
Protection.
You still, yeah, you would die.
And a nigga run in your crib, you're like, wait, I got to put the combination in.
We're like, hold on, you cheating. You gotta give me turn some
around.
Time.
Yeah. Close your eyes, turn around.
Uh-huh. You gotta give me time first. Give me a minute.
And then you're like, babe, is it 639?
Yeah.
639, okay.
So here's some loopholes. Crossbow, you can get a crossbow, just can't get it shipped to your house. You can't buy any of those things online, but if you do go to a hunting place, you can buy it and bring it to your house. You have an air gun.
You know how small New York City apartments are, nigga. How effective is a crossbow in a New York City apartment?
It's very effective. If somebody, because if it's so small and you can get a crossbow that's like this big, like a hand joint. They got the big ones and then they got the little joints that are like this big. That
look you can get them just on the Wish app.
Yeah, no.
I know you
can get those shits.
That's fire.
I didn't think about that. But then what if you miss? The reload is going to be embarrassing as fuck.
that re-triggers, the crossbow that re-triggers the arrow.
That's not real.
That was in movie you saw. Yeah. There.
No, you gotta put it, you gotta reload it and cock it back.
They can send this niggas in space, but they can't re-up arrow guns. Come on, man.
Nigga, what are you, Hawkeye? Revolver crossbow?
Yeah, like
crossbow six shooter. Nah, it don't work like that.
Crossbow, they got that. They gotta have that.
Not even with the Nerf guns, they don't got that.
Yo, but for real, all you gotta do, like me and Dave Temple went to a gun store when we were in, not a gun store, we went to Dick's Sporting Goods when we was New Jersey. And they sell guns. They sell like everything from like 9mm to big ass rifles and shit. And the dude, like, yo, for real, he was like, you don't even have to have a gun. If you just get like a scope, he was like, most people who break in your house, if they see, not a scope, if you see you with a laser, if you shine a laser on them and go, yo, I got a gun pointed at your head, they're going to leave.
Not if you hold it like it's a laser.
I mean, but if you're in the dark, if you're sitting there like this, yo, I swear to God.
I got laser pointers for the cats, but that if I hold it like you was just demonstrating, niggas going to know it's a keychain.
Yeah,
that's but so funny.
In the dark. I'm talking about in the dark, you shine that shit, but they can't
but
see
that,
you.
But that mean I got the nigga inside, and I got time to turn off lights?
You sleep with your lights on, Matt?
Yeah, nigga, it's scary.
Yo, all the lights stay off in my place.
Yeah, you man, I turn my light.
You never walked around and had your cat jump out and attack your foot?
No, my cat stays. My cat is asleep around like 2 o'clock. She's knocked out.
That's when my nigga wake up. She'd be like, "Oh, y'all niggas is napping, zoomies."
Nah. See, no, what we do is I fuck with her since I'm up. If I see her sleeping, I'll just wake her up. I treat her like a baby. Like, I'll wake her up. I'll annoy the shit out of her so she'll sleep longer through the night.
That is genius. My dogs are on a great schedule because of, my girl's a DJ. I do comedy, so my dogs are nocturnal primarily.
Yeah.
Wake the motherfuckers up when you get home. Play with them for about 30 minutes. Dedicate 30 minutes to playing with them. And then they're going to be tired out. They ain't going to want to play no more. And then... And you can sleep. Only thing is, a cat wakes up at 7 on the dot, like 7:30 on the dot to eat.
How she wake you up?
She either walks on our faces, or she'll just like start meow, like real loud.
Yeah,
meow.
Cats don't give a fuck. They're straight up litter box paws right on your face.
Like, right on your face. Like, what's up? You're
like, why is this shit? Why my shit sandy? The bitch just left the litter box for a morning pee, and now it's time to get up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I thought it was a hard eye booger. That shit was kitty litter.
That shit is straight piss. What weapons do you have? Did you get the weapons? Because we did.
I am weaponless.
Come on, Matt. You can
over
order
here at the Empire State Building. No, we got a lovely assortment of steak knives.
I got cast iron pans. I'm lifting right now, so I can swing a cast iron pan around if I need to.
You have to lift to do that.
You know how heavy a cast iron pan is? To swing it like it's a nunchuck? Oh, yeah. I'm training now.
What are you tying two cast iron pans together? The fucking...
That's what I just imagined. I imagined Derek doing some Home Alone shit.
Yo, get yourself a hatchet, yo.
A hatchet?
Oh, no. Okay. I thought about a hatchet. I was also watching YouTube videos about like staff weapons, like a cane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a bat.
Donatello?
Basically,
a bat might be good, but don't they say bats, you know, take you off your center of gravity or something like that?
No, nigga.
It depends on how you swing. Yeah, that's if you're a bitch. If you never swung a bat in your life, then your life is in danger.
Yeah, I've swung
a bat.
I got my Walking Dead bat.
I was gonna put some nails in that shit, like Walking Dead.
I got my Walking Dead bat, but it's like that.
Isn't that a plastic bat?
It's hard plastic.
Oh, wow.
It's like hard. But if
that's not doing significant damage, Monroe.
Yes, it will. Matt, if I hit you over the head with this thing,
I see it coming. It's
as
brightly
hard
colored.
As I can. Whap! Regardless if it's plastic or not, it's still going to knock you out enough for me to get other shit done.
Word.
All right.
You want to kill somebody? You want to kill somebody? You talking about death? I'm talking about you knock them out, incapacitate.
You don't think somebody that breaks into your home
deserves
isn't willing to kill you?
No, not all the time.
Even accidentally.
Yeah, I'd say yeah.
The second you break into my house, it is a life or death situation.
Okay, so then if you're down on the ground after I fucking smack you in the head with this thing, then I'm gonna just put you in the chokehold and choke the shit out you.
Oh, the proximity on that's too close. You might get shot.
After they're already knocked out?
I don't think your plastic bat's knocking anybody out.
Yo, this is hard plastic. It's not like soft plastic.
Also, do you have like a ring system set up with like the camera so you know that they're coming? Because this is a lot to factor in. You have to get the bat, unless the bat is like nearby.
That is nearby. Look, we already got other weapons. We got some shit.
Okay.
But
I got gun turrets in the front and the back of the crib. We good.
Look,
gun turrets like Iron Man.
Gun turrets? What's that?
Gun turrets. The shit that come out the ground and shoot a perimeter. they come
Call
out and just glasses. Yeah, I got those in front of the house.
We can't have a ring thing in our apartment just because it looks directly into the neighbor's apartment. So, like, if we put the ring on our front door, it looks directly. They're, like, right in front of us. So, it's like invasion of privacy almost.
Oh, all right. No, it's not.
And they have a lot of people in and out of their apartment. A lot of cops and shit. So, we don't want to be caught up on their shit.
Mm-hmm. But you're protecting your shit. Fuck.
I know.
It's their door. Fuck their door.
No, but, like, if something happens... If something's going on in their spot and they always have the cops in and out of their spot, and then the cops go, yo, you got a surveillance system. Let's see that. Let's see. We want to see who was in their apartment, who left their apartment. We don't want to be a part of any of that shit. I ain't no snitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm telling.
Not me, nigga.
I am telling.
Because if you snitch, you got to go to court. Now you're missing work. Court don't pay unless it's jury duty. If you go
and
to
even
court.
The jury don't pay that much.
Hey, what, $80?
Who out of the three of us works during the day?
So you tell it. What do you do during the day? Look, you're on HQ. You're on shows.
I walk my dogs.
You got auditions because I see you on TV. You write shit. Mm. So you got a lot of stuff you do during the day. And you want to risk that? For some
I can
court
do all that
because
shit
you
from
snitched.
Court.
No, you got to put your phone away.
Mm. Yeah, in court.
Right in my mind.
Nigga, shut up.
But what if you, what if HQ is like, yo, we need you to tweet something. We need you to make a quick video. You'd be like, oh, I can't right now. I'm in court snitching.
I think that's understood. They'd be like, okay.
They're like, all right, snitch on, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Snitch on, snitcher.
Snitch on.
No, I would only snitch for something very serious.
Like what? What's your threshold for snitching? Murder? I'm snitching because murder. I don't know them niggas. I'm snitching for murder. But like petty shit, like drug dealing and all that shit, no.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, yeah. But like if a murder, if murder, I see somebody get murdered... And I know who did it. I'm snitching.
Oh, it's your family.
That's death. That's a whole, yeah. But other stuff, small claims crimes, small claims court, all that shit that you go, whatever. It's New York City. Everybody hustles. Yeah, I'm not going. Yeah. I'm not saying nothing about that. Absolutely. Well, it's good to know ain't nobody snitches.
Violent crime. How about this? Just to extend it. Violent crimes. Violent crimes. Yeah.
Against the woman, yes.
Against a woman, yeah. Against a weak man, yeah. Somebody who looked like they could take it, yeah, no.
Okay, hate crimes.
Hate crimes, snitching my ass off.
Okay.
Domestic shit.
Snitching.
I'll snitch before I get involved.
I won't get involved. I tried to get involved one time, and it backfired. So never, ever.
If the man is getting beat up, I'm laughing. But if the woman's getting beat up, all right, yeah.
Even if she getting beat up, I'm still going to fucking...
I forget whose joke it was. Yeah. Somebody said...
Leonard Nunes, kind of joke like that.
Leonard?
Yeah.
No, Leonard. I ain't hear from Chad to Leonard. I love Leonard. But I forget who it was. It was one of them... It was a nigga that was on, like, Comic View and shit.
Mm, what'd he say?
He said, don't intervene if you see... Because he loves her. Yeah. And he's beating her ass. He don't know you. I was like, that's facts.
If he love her and he be nasty, he don't know you. He will murder. That's crazy.
Yeah. I think it was Franz Cassius.
That's Franz. How is Franz? You still see him?
No, he's in L.A. I know, Derek, I'm sorry to bring up his name. I know you don't.
You don't like him? Oh, yeah, you told me the story.
Yeah, I told you
that shit was funny as fuck.
You were there, Matt?
Nope.
Nah, but I told everybody.
I heard it from Derek's point of view, and I heard it from Franz's point of view. And I still side with Derek on how awkward it was. Just like, because Franz was like, I was just playing around. I was like, yeah, you don't play like that, nigga. That's weird.
Weird. We'll change the subject unless we talk about this because we don't have to put it out.
Touche. So. Hey, man, Tiger King is a great series. It's got everything you need in a reality series. Drama.
You think it's real, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Florida and Oklahoma, wherever they was at, or St. Louis, it's possible for that.
I don't think you can write those characters.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Like, and now that I've been doing TV production and shit for a while, you can spot. I've gone back and revisited shit that I used to love, and I'm like, oh, this was manipulated. This was a concocted scenario. They edited this. But with Tiger King, it's like, oh, these niggas is really like this.
Yeah.
They real. Yeah, bro.
I'm not gay. I just really like tigers. Nigga, you gay.
Yeah, I'm like, you.
But the dude, Dr. Arnold was getting
Doc,
all the chicks.
Doc Antle, yeah. But that shit is nobody. I think there's going to be a spinoff series investigating that nigga because that's creepy, man.
Yeah, he did the cult. That thing was wild.
Oh, where he basically made them change their names, and then they would have to get like plastic surgery. He upgraded them, though. Did you see them?
He upboned them all.
I mean, you got to test out the product.
That's good pussy right there. That's good pussy right there. Let me get a little bit more of that so you can join the Tucker camp. Yeah, no, that dude was wild, man. Like they all knew. Don't fall in love with your boss. Remember all that? Like, his whole thing was to get chicks to work for him, but he, you know, bone him first and then put him with the tigers. That was
real shit. You don't even have to be a good-looking guy. If you got mad tigers.
He's a predator, so why wouldn't he's raising predators, so why wouldn't he be a predator himself?
That's so funny.
Okay, Thor.
Yeah.
Aw. Yo, it's time to wrap it up anyway. It's been an hour.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
Hey, time flies when I'm kicking it with y'all niggas. I didn't even notice.
Yo, man. Yeah, man. That was very fun, man.
Very fun good. Talk.
I'm glad we finally got you on the show. I'm sorry that it had to be a quarantine.
It's all good. I had a good time. I was laughing. I can't wait to rewatch this and remember what I said.
What are your plugs, man? What are the things you got to plug?
Check out Singled Out on Quibi.
Dope.
Check out Cup of Joe on Quibi. Dope. With Joe Jonas. And tune in to HQ 7 nights a week at 9 p.m. I'm giving away money. Huh?
Ain't you on E?
Dancing or something like that?
Oh, that was a one-off, the E thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
oh wow.
It was a lot of fun. It's on demand now. Funny dance show on E. And yeah, so far HQ has given away over $150,000 to charity since we came back a week ago.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Donated 1 million masks to Mount Sinai Hospital and 200 iPads so that families can communicate with their loved ones that are in intensive care units. Shit's been real.
Yeah. Good shit, man.
And that was you. Started. We got a lot of dope partnerships coming through to help people in this crazy time.
Word.
Good shit, man.
I gotta hop in the shower.
All right, man. Yo, all
right, man.
Follow me at Monroe Martin III on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. MonroeMartinComedy.com. What up, Derek?
Follow me at The Great Boy. And Last OG is back on the air.
Hell yeah.
Season three.
I won't pop up until episode 9 and 10, but watch the show because it's very fun. All right.
Oh, my. Matt was funny.
Matt was funny.
Okay. I don't feel particularly funny right now because I've been drinking and I'm on the patch.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been another great episode, splendiferous episode. Monroe, let them know what it is.
Of no need for apologies.
Don't apologize, you bitch.